Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park. Your favorite team has moved to 5-0, and they're heading into the bye week to rest and recuperate. They can use that after what's been a good start, but an injury-filled start for the Minnesota Vikings. The Pick Six has no bye week, so it continues, and it continues right now with your questions. Here we go. Question number one comes from Ross. Can you provide thoughts on Barr so far? I think he has been shadowing the quarterback a ton, so he hasn't been visible. Curious. I think he's been plenty visible for opposing offenses this season. Even if he's not filling up the stat sheet like he's done in the past, he's still having a great impact on games for the Vikings defense. The thing I like the most right now about Barr is the way he's working with Eric Kendricks. They have great synergy. They were college teammates, and now they've been teammates in the NFL for a couple of seasons. Those two are working well together, and they are a big key to the Vikings' success on defense. Our next question comes from Ben. What are your thoughts on the recent success of Cordarrelle Patterson? I love it. How can you not love seeing Cordarrelle Patterson play well? Everyone on the team loves him, and he loves everyone on the team. He's a great guy to have around the building. He's happy-go-lucky, always in a good mood. He's doing it as a gunner. He had a pass reception for a touchdown last week against Houston, and of course, he's still the most dangerous kickoff return man in the NFL. I'm glad the Vikings are getting Cordarrelle involved, and I'm glad Cordarrelle is continuing to work hard to stay involved. Jeff from Sacramento, California, has the next question. Zimmer's post-game video, chills. This is a team in every sense of the word. Fans need to savor this rare and special. Skol in Zim, I trust. Jeff is right. The post-game locker room speech by Mike Zimmer this week, one of the best he's had as head coach of the Vikings. Here it is.
A hell of a team win. We get guys get hurt, guys come in, guys keep fighting offensively. You did a great job today. You did a hell of a job today.
Yes,
special
sir.
Team. Special team. Special teams, hell of a job today. Defense, they didn't get convert a third down until how many minutes left?
Late.
All right. Okay. Now, hey, I told you this team is something special. Now you got a chance to be special. We do it. We work together as a team. We fight. We go out there. We bust our ass off, right? Well, then Wednesday.
Okay, let's go.
We go.
I'll see y'all. Ah!
All right, from Zimmer's post-game locker room speech to one of Zimmer's underrated players, Tom Johnson. Remington from South Dakota says, Tom Johnson needs some love. He has done an incredible job stepping in. Sacks, tackles for loss, runs stuffed. I do not hear much about him. Can we hear more about the big man? Sure, Tom is in his sixth season. He's 32 years old, out of Southern Miss, was with the Saints before joining the Vikings. All 16 games in 14 and 15 for the Vikings, a career-high 6.5 sacks in 2014. He's a key player for the Vikings because he provides depth at defensive tackle, and he can start if you need him to. The key for him, he gives that Vikings defensive line some extra juice late in the game and late in the season. Our next question comes from Zach. Any idea how highly Xavier Rhodes is rated by Rick Spielman? I understand his option was picked up for next year, but beyond that, well, I don't know what Spielman's grade is on Rhodes, but I have a feeling it's pretty high. And opposing teams better have a pretty high grade on Rhodes as well, because he is playing lights out this season, a big factor in holding some of the league's best receivers to minimal production this season. Odell Beckham Jr., a career-low 23 receiving yards a couple of weeks ago, shut out in the second half. DeAndre Hopkins didn't get any numbers until the game was already in hand. Xavier Rhodes gets a lot of credit for that. And how about Kelvin Benjamin a few weeks ago? When the Vikings were in Carolina, Benjamin, zero catches. Xavier Rhodes had a lot to do with that, too. And our final question comes from Alec in St. Michael. What are some things we are looking to correct over the bye? Obviously, focus on getting our guys healthy, but what else? Well, this is an easy one because Mike Zimmer actually laid it out himself at his press conference at Winter Park earlier in the week. Got to work on the rushing offense. That will be a priority for this team as they come into the bye and then come out of the bye with road games at Philadelphia and at Chicago. If you can run the ball in those two buildings, very tough places to win. You have a better chance to come out on top. A good rushing game with a dominant defense, that's a formula for success late in the season. Hopefully the Vikings can get back on track in the running game. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. The email address is at the bottom of the screen, so please send your questions in to that email address, and maybe you'll be included in next week's Pick 6. Also, keep sending in your suggestions for 96 Questions with B-Rob. You guys have been doing that the last couple of weeks, and we really appreciate it. The content continues here on Vikings.com during the bye week. One thing that's going to be featured, Alex Boone, wired during the Houston Texans game. A-plus stuff from Alex Boone and VEN. Make sure you check that out. Talk to you next week.